Most of the time, Karma was a bitch. But every once in a while, she could be surprisingly nice, even kind. Lainey Jacobs, way past overdue for both of those things, told herself this was her time. Seize the day and all that. She drew a deep breath as she exited the highway at Wildstone. The old Wild West California town was nestled in the rolling hills between the Pacific coast and wine and ranching country. She'd actually grown up not too far from here, though it felt like a lifetime ago. The road was narrow and curvy, and since it had rained earlier, she added tricky and slick to her growing list of its issues. She was already white-knuckling a sharp turn when a kamikaze squirrel darted into her lane, causing her to nearly swerve into oncoming traffic before remembering the rules of country driving. Never leave your lane, not for weather, animals, or even God himself. Luckily, the squirrel reversed its direction, but before Lainey could relax, a trio of deer bounded out right in front of her. "Run, Bambi, run!" she cried, hitting the brakes, and by the skin of all their collective teeth, they missed one another. Sweating, nerves sizzling like live wires, she finally turned onto Capriati Lane and parked as she'd been instructed, and went completely still as her world darkened, not physically, but internally, as her entire body braced for all hell to break loose. Recognizing sign numero uno of an impending anxiety attack barreling down on her like a freight train, she gripped the steering wheel. "You're okay," she told herself firmly. This, of course, didn't stop said freight train. But though she'd been plagued with overactive fight-or-flight preceptors, all of which were yelling at her to run, she couldn't. Wouldn't. Not this time. Which didn't stop the dizziness or sudden nausea or make her lungs work properly. And that was the hardest thing about these attacks that were new to her this year, because it was always the same fears. What if it never stopped? What if someone saw her losing it and realized she was broken? And the worst part, what if it wasn't an anxiety attack? Maybe this time it was a seizure or a brain aneurysm or a stroke. Hadn't her great aunt Agnes died of a stroke? "Okay, stop," she ordered herself, damp with sweat now and doing that annoying trembling thing where she shook like a leaf. "Breathe in for four, breathe out for four, and hold for four. Repeat. Repeat again," all while listing the meals she'd had yesterday in her head. Peanut butter toast for breakfast, tuna salad for lunch. She'd skipped dinner and had wine and popcorn instead. Slowly but surely, her pulse slowed. "It's all good," she told herself, but because she wasn't buying what she was selling, she had to force herself out of the car like she was a 5-year-old starting kindergarten, instead of being 30 and simply facing a brand new job. Given all she'd been through, this should be easy, even fun. But sometimes, adulthood felt like the vet's office, and she was the dog excited for the car ride, only to find out the destination. Shaking her head, she strode across the parking lot. It was April, which meant the rolling hills to the east were green and lush, and the Pacific Ocean to the west looked like a surfer's dream, all of it so gorgeous it could have been a postcard. A beautiful smoke screen over her not-so-beautiful past. The air was scented like a really expensive sea and earth candle, though all Lainey could smell was her forgotten hopes and dreams. With wood chips crunching under her shoes, she headed through the entrance, above which was a huge wooden sign that read, "Capriati Winery, from our fields to your table." Her heart sped up. Nerves, of course, the bane of her existence. But after a very crappy few years, she was changing her path. For once in her godforsaken life, something was going to work out for her. This was going to work out for her. She was grimly determined. The land was lined with split-rail wooden fencing, protecting grapevines as far as the eye could see.